I am curious. Like, the first thing I'm curious about is, so now you have been looking through your day and just naming the sense of selves that you experience throughout the day. What do you feel now? Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'd say whole sort of whole, sort of included, inclusive,
Yeah.
the sort of state I get to when I know all the parts are just kind of there and I'm not trying to be anything else.
Yes. Okay, good. Others, yeah, Sarah.
Sort of vulnerable, but in a good way. It's like being seen, being more visible. What's on the inside
Yes.
is shared, so it doesn't have a grip on me.
Excellent.
I'm not trying to control it all.
Yeah. Excellent. Good. Nice. Anybody else have something that they notice? Yeah, Amanda.
I feel something a bit different. I've got a headache. And tension in my neck as I even as I approach the inquiry, but I noticed that. And it intensified in the inquiry. And I think what might have happened is that I was getting identified with the parts as I was trying to identify the parts, and I didn't exactly do what you said either. So I wasn't going through my day. I was trying to identify the parts in the moment in the
Yes.
actual inquiry, and it gave and it and I think I became identified with that
Yeah.
process,
So
which isn't what you probably wanted
no,
at
but
first.
that's actually one of my that would be one of my next questions would be if you noticed how parts emerged during the inquiry. So you noticed that. What kind of parts did you notice, or what kind of sense of self did you notice in popping up in the moment?
One that comes up in inquiry, I realise now quite a lot, is answer the question for God's sake.
Yes. So yeah.
Critical. I mean, I can be so critical of myself, you know. So
Yeah.
answer the question. No, you're not answering the question. Then a part that want is defending against. Yeah, well, I am trying to answer the question because, you know, I'm doing that, you know. So then I'm defending against that,
Yes.
and then I've got a part that is trying hard to understand the question. So I'm going up in my head and scrunching my eyes, like, oh, I don't know if I understand what I'm doing now, part.
Good. Yes. So, you notice three parts. And you are describing some characteristics of them, right? You're describing behaviors and feelings, and I'm curious if we should put a name to the sense of self. So first, there's one that tells you answer the question, God damn it, right? It's like, come on, just answer the question. That part of you, how would you describe the sense of self? What is this? How do you feel yourself when you're merged with that part?
Performative.
Performative. Yes, so the performative self, right? The self that want to perform. Then there's the one that's pushing back on that. and say, what was it you said, the one that's defending against it, and what was it what it was saying, what was the key phrase there?
Well, I'm not sure if that was, because I identified the part of me that doesn't want to do what she's told.
Good. So the one that says, why should I answer the question, right? I don't want to answer the question. Just because somebody tells me to answer the question, I don't want to answer the question. What is the sense of self that you feel when you're merged with that part?
I want to do it my way.
Yes, that's what it says. I want to do it my way. What's the sense? Can you put a word to the sense of self? How do you feel yourself? What kind of person are you?
Rebellious?
Yeah, maybe that's it, right? A rebellious sense of self. Right? And then the last one, the one that says, but actually, what's up, what's down? I don't even understand the question.
The defended, I mean, maybe I'm making a bit of an assumption about it just being the defended, like, I'm innocent, you know, like, I'm trying kind of child.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, good. So what's that sense of self that's popping up there? It's not just rebelliousness, right? It's something deeper than that. When you say, I'm trying.
It's like the naughty child that is trying to please the parent. Like, I am trying to do what you asked of me.
Yeah. But...
I don't know, what was the question again?
Is it like, I am trying, give me a break, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what was you going to say, or what?
No, I hadn't yet invented the second category.
Get off my back, I'm trying.
Yes. So it's like... Is it a sense of self, like, you know, the almost like persecuted, the pressured sense of self, right? They're after you, and it's like, come on, get off my back. What word would capture it?
Like the persecuted self.
Persecuted self, yeah, good. So we have performative, we've got rebel, we got persecuted. And the last one, the one that doesn't understand the question, right? That's a different response to the environment. It's like, I don't even know what the question means. So you're not trying to perform. You're not trying to get anybody off your back. You're just, are you confused? What?
Confused.
Good. If you think about these, we actually have four senses of self, right? The performative, the rebellious, the persecuted, and the confused. Are they familiar to you, these four senses of selves? Those are four ways in which you experience yourself.
I'd say they're familiar, but I usually take them to be who I am if I'm, you know, a lot of the time.
Yes, exactly. So I'm curious, what happens if you say these four sense of selves are actually just four tools for dealing, for engaging with the environment? They're like a hammer and a wrench and a screwdriver and a saw.
What happens to me?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about it now as well.
Yes.
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying not to think about it.
No.
because a part's coming, I can feel
yes.
a part coming in.
And say, I better understand what he's saying now. Yes. Yes. Which is that? Which one is that?
That's the trying very hard part. Trying very hard. This is important. Try very hard to understand this.
Yeah, exactly right. Does that have something to do with the performative part? Or is it another one?
I think it's the one that really wants to be free and thinks that if I try very hard
yeah.
to get this, I can get free. It's the agenda
yeah, yeah.
Of I want to be free because this yes. is doing my head in, yes. basically.
If you should give that the sense of self that you have when you're trying very hard to get free, what would you call that sense of self?
I don't know if it's the seeker part, so I'm seeking a solution.
Good. So you feel yourself as a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a particular kind of seeker, right? You're striving for something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dedicated or striving sense of self.
Mm.
How is it to recognize in the moment you go, yeah, now this sense of self is emerging?
And yeah, you put... I feel it. It's interesting. Yeah. I actually feel it.
Yeah.
It's not just... So I can feel it, and then I think, oh, yeah, I can feel this pressure coming, this tension in my body.
Yes.
It helps to be... It actually is helpful to be aware of that.
In what way is it helpful?
Because I can recognize it more as... Oh yeah, this is this part. It's just coming.
Yeah.
It's just coming. Okay.
Yes. Good. So this is the and this is exactly the exercise, right? It is this is a part of how you overcome the issue of mistaken identity. Before maybe you would just have that's just you. Right, but now you say no. It's something that is coming into me, and I feel this sense of self that belongs to it. Right, you don't get confused, even though it has a sense of self. You don't think that it's you. It's something that's coming into you. Right, those were your words. It's something that's coming into you.
What's also happening is actually, I feel a sense of sadness. I don't know if that's a part.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel kind of sad for the part that's, you know, so desperate for something.
Yeah.
It's very sad in a way.
Good. So there's a part that you now there's this, a different response, right? So when I say response to the environment, you yourself is part of the environment, right? So you can also have responses to yourself, to what is happening in yourself. And right now there's a response of sadness, of compassion. What sense of self is connected to that response?
I don't know if it's a part.
Okay.
I mean, okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's a part that feels sad for the striving part.
Let's check it out. When you look at the striving part and you feel sad, that this part of you is striving so hard, right? Do you get any impulse to do something?
No.
No. Okay.
So it's just a sense of, oh, that's really sad.
Yes.
But it's not even sorry for it. It feels more like I'm just sad.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know what that means, and I'm trying not to analyze it.
Yeah. No. Fine. When you're trying,
oh, that's a part.
When you're trying not to analyze it, yes, exactly, excellent. When you're trying not to analyze, what sense of self is connected to that? What part is trying not to analyze? What's the purpose of not analyzing?
Trying to, trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
So don't analyze it, because that wouldn't be the right thing to do.
Yes. So is this the performative self? Trying to do it right?
A bit, but also the striving for...
Yes.
You know, if you get it right, Amanda, then you can get somewhere. Oh God, it's back to that again.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God. Okay.
What do you feel right now as we are doing this?
Sorry, I've got to... Alexa seems to have come on, sorry. I think I'm clearer, but not totally clear.
No. But you feel some sort of clarity.
Some sort of clarity, but there is this headachey. So something's really present across my...
Yes.
You know, I can feel the tension across my head and eyes, which usually means I'm pushing. So there's another part of pushing. Good. I have a pushing part.
Yes.
Who pushy pushes me, is pushy, can be pushy, but definitely pushes me.
Yes.
Like, you know, come on, you've got to really try here.
Yes. Is that back to the performative part? Like, answer the goddamn question. Try your heart. Try to get somewhere here.
Yeah, trying to get somewhere is the bane of my... I'm going around in circles.
Yes.
I'm going, and I can't stop it either.
Nope.
No.
And we're not trying to stop it. So, because if you were trying to stop it, right, that would just be another thing that the pushy part, the performative part, could go like, oh, so we're stopping it now, right? That's the right thing to do.
Right. Yeah, I am getting it. Or I think I'm getting... Well, I don't know if that's another part. Yes. But anyway, I'm becoming more aware of it.
Yes.
More aware.
Good. So you see how constantly this performative or pushy part comes in and pushes you to do this, pushes you to do that. And also when you say, it does push me, right? What does the word me refer to there? Not the pushy part, but the pushed part.
It feels like it's just pushing all of the parts, it's just a push, as in,
yes,
get go, you know, come, you know, move.
Exactly. But you also feel on the receiving end of that push, right? You feel pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's that, like, that rebellious sense of self, or the confused sense of self, or the get off my back sense of self. And you circulate, right? These four sense of selves are having that little dance. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
that's how...
Yes. So this, what we're doing here is you know, just practicing putting our finger on it and say, and recognizing these things for what they are. This is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. Can you stop them? No, they're doing their thing. But you can recognize what they are. So you're not confused. None of these things are you.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Good. Nice. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have something to share from this one? From the inquiry? From hearing the process we were just through? Yeah, Tricia.
I just want to say I think that's a really good way of trying to locate senses of selves, to actually go through your day like that.
Mm-hmm.
It for me, I mean, I was rather horrified by the senses of selves that turned up, but it just seemed to me to be a way of putting your finger on it more than trying to think what all my self-images are.
Yes.
You know, it really made me confront. And I think, you know, in terms of my experience of the inquiry, I'm really bad at being ill. Mm-hmm. You know, other people can be ill and just ride it. But if I'm ill, it kind of really unpicks me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've had my angry child, my victim, my I won't have this. And then I've also had, you know, attempts to sort of deal with that by going back into resourceful self, fix itself,
yes,
ignore itself,
mm-hmm.
You know, ride it. it's not really there,
yeah.
Which all seemed to me to be to do with lack of acceptance, self,
mm-hmm.
You know, fighting reality. Are those selves?
Yeah, I mean, all of these things are you are listing out your responses to the environment. You're naming them by saying the responses, right? It's like fix it, ignore it. It's like these are responses. So in this case, responses to being ill, right? How do you deal with that? Now, what we're doing here is, because of course we've been working with parts many times before, right? So it's nothing new to identify that you have these different parts, these different pushes and pulls internally. Now, what we want to do here is highlight the sense of self that comes with each part. So for example, when you say fix it, the part that just want to fix it, when you're in that part, right, you roll up your sleeve and you go, let's do something about this, right? That's your response. How do you feel? Can you describe your sense of self when you are in that part?
There's a competent self.
Yeah. So maybe you feel competent. Maybe you feel like I can do this. Right.
But then there's a part that comes in to undermine that. Which
yes.
Is more like you're kidding yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a judgmental part?
Yes. And when you say you're kidding yourself, right? So that, what's the purpose of that response? What are you trying to do by saying you're kidding yourself?
I'm not sure. It's like
mm. Often when, I don't know if this applies to you, but very often when we say something to ourselves like you're kidding yourself, right? It's, we are trying to ensure that we won't be disappointed. Because if you kid yourself, if you're off into your fantasy world, like, oh, look, I can fix anything, I'm so competent, right? You might set yourself, you might say, uh-oh, I know this impulse ends in disappointment when I figure out that I wasn't as capable as I thought I was. Let's ensure we don't go there by saying, oh, you're kidding yourself. Don't kid yourself. Like, be realistic here.
So that's a self-protective.
It's often a self-protective part. Yeah, that's often what we're trying to do. So we're trying to avoid disappointment by cutting ourselves down. It's not necessarily a particular effective way of doing it, but that's often what we do. When you are merged with a part that says, don't kid yourself, when you are not, when you are being judged by yourself, but when you are judging yourself, right? When you're merged with the parts that's judging, how do you feel yourself? What's the sense of self there?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm getting this. There's a sort of pathetic sense of self or a helpless sense of self.
Yes. So there's a sense of self of being pathetic and hopeless, right? Of course, that's when you are on the receiving end of the judgment. The judging part many times will feel you know, when you are not being fooled by anybody, right? When you're shrewd, when you can see through all the fakeness and all the, you know, whatever, and you go like, nah, you're kidding yourself, right? Can you get how that has a sense of energy and sharpness to it? So you might just say a judgmental sense of self, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. So I let me say a little bit general, and that might also clarify things. So does it make sense that what we're doing here is listing out all the parts? We've done that before. What we are adding here is, for each part, we examine what does it contribute to our sense of self. If we have a judgmental part, we'll also feel ourselves as sharp and you know, seeing through the crap kind of thing, right? And that has a certain feeling to it. When we're being judged and feeling maybe ashamed or something like that, so there's a part that is judged and might feel ashamed of it, maybe the sense of self that you feel there is a deflated sense of self, right? You feel like, I can't do anything right. Does it make sense that we are putting descriptions on the sense of self that belongs to each of the parts that we become aware of? Okay, any questions around this?
Sorry, was that a question for the group?
Yes, that's a question for the group. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's a, yeah, thumbs up, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Anything else to share before we do a break?
I think the only thing I would mention, Klaus, is just that at first it was kind of like quite broad, but if you invite that, I'm saying what Tricia was saying, when you break down the day, when you take the time to kind of look, you can see there's like, much more precision, much more there than on the face of it, which is often the risk I find with parts. You just don't realize how much of the time you're just. So I thought there might be three. people up as like that. I was like pissed off trying to get some shit done, and then there's like that, right? But like the more I sat with it, it's like, oh right, this, there was a lot.
You have had a few decades to develop responses to the environment, right? You have a large toolbox. And of course you can classify the tools and say there's this type of tools and there's this type of tool. So it depends on what level you're at, right? If you're really granular, there's a lot of different things. If you group them a little bit, you can do that and say this is the kind of reactions. But yeah, there are a lot of them. And also when you go through the day, generally what people often see is, wow, I'm in one of these all the time. And it changes fast. And even when I just reflect on it and do the inquiry, like Amanda was saying, right, they keep popping up because I have a task in front of me. And what am I going to do when I have... So like if you see the inquiry as a task, right, what am I going to do? I'm going to draw on all the tools I have in my toolbox in order to engage with that task. And then I'm going to see different things. And every single time I see different things, I react to those things. And what is that? Conditioned reactions. Again, it pops up. So what we want to do here is that we don't want to change anything. We don't want to improve anything. We just really want to see very clearly how these, we are constantly pulling out a tool from our toolbox, and every single tool has a sense of self attached to it.
There is one part of that process which just seems to come up a lot in this work, which is basically the more awareness you get, the more you notice, which
many
people have talked about tonight. Which, and then you talk about accepting, but generally what I find is you notice, and then you go, oh, fuck's sake. You know, there is that point. You talk about acceptance. I do find there's generally a ramp there, a slightly exhausting acknowledgement of how much fucking crap's going on. Do you know what I mean? And
yes.
And then you say accept it, but it's quite exhausting even just noticing. And
so,
then accepting it. So that's generally my experience of therapy and this work and a lot of stuff. The acceptance takes a bit of time.
So I'm curious, have I said accepted at any point today?
No, I think you said don't try and change it, which for me equals acceptance. You said to don't try and change it, which for me that's what it is. Like.
Yeah. So I'm curious, when you say, oh, for fuck's sake, there's so much crap that I picked up, right? That's a response. What is the sense of self that you have when you have that response?
Slightly contracted, slightly rigid, fearful, a little bit frozen. I mean, it's a kind of, it's like, it's not loose and spacious.
No.
The sense of self is not loose and spacious.
Yeah, nope.
So, like, for example, my therapist on Monday was like, after a difficult week, was like, you're just going to need to bring that bit with you. Like, when you turn up tomorrow and that's there, which it will be, that feeling of, it's just going to have to come for the ride. Like, it's just about bringing it with you, you know? And then in that, something loosened, and then it comes with, and then... But the awareness is exhausting, is kind of what I'm getting at. And I know, I'm very aware that's part of me that... It immediately gets into the loop. So, for example, on Monday, I go and see a therapist. He tells me, bring it for the ride, and we acknowledge this part that's been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I'm like, yeah, sure, you're coming for the ride. And what happens? I feel looser and more spacious, and I'm like, this is great. And then a bit later on in the day, like some parts, like, yeah, you definitely need to stay like this. So what we get, and then it's like, oh, here we fucking go, right? It's like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I got friends who don't do this work, and sometimes that seems quite peaceful. It's like that.
Yes, exactly.
It's not. It's time. Sometimes.
Yes, so I'll propose a name for a sense of self. The exhausted sense of self, right? So you are trying to do this work. Right? Oh God, now I have to be aware of that, and then I have to be aware of that, and do I bring it along for the ride? That seemed to work, but then it didn't work. Now I have to figure out something else I need to do, right? It's like you're searching for what is it I have to do, and it is exhausting because anything that you figure out seemed to work for a while, if at all.
Yeah, I would rephrase that slightly, but yeah, there is that definitely the exhausted self that feels like it needs to do stuff, but it's probably less dominant. I think probably what is more, it's just noticing the constant contractions. They're like twitches.
Yes.
And enough already. It's a bit like that. I don't know how much I try and fix it away that much. If I compare it to before, very little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a bit that once it's gone and it comes up, it's more just acknowledging, geez, these are like constant contractions, like
yes,
like having cramps or something over and over and over and over again, you know, like it's just there.
Yes, exactly. So there are these constant contractions. Let me see if I can find a good analogy. I can only find sort of like slightly crappy analogies, but it's like let's do it like this. If you sit on the beach, right, and you're just watching the waves roll in, it can be quite nice, right? I don't know. Is that an activity? Yeah. And no, it's in the shade. What?
I'll take it in the shade. Yeah.
You'll take it in the shade. Okay, cool. So you're
sitting here hard, like, I don't want to sit on a beach right now, but yeah.
You're not on a beach, you're in the shade. It's very nice. But you're watching the waves roll in, right? And you're not saying enough already, right? It's just one wave after another.
Totally with you. I absolutely love it. I loved it yesterday when I stopped, when I brought it with.
Yes.
It's a lovely feeling. It's a lovely feeling. More of that place.
Yes. And I think it's like the... maybe this is something to say. Bringing it with you, rather than thinking of it, because when you say, I bring it with me, the sentence implies that it is something you do. But actually, what did your therapist say? Right? You were fighting it. You were not wanting to bring it with you. And when your therapist says, look, it just has to come along for the ride. You just have to bring it with you. Your therapist is basically saying, drop trying to get rid of it, right? So if you say, bring it with you, it sounds like you're doing something extra. If you say, drop trying to run away from it, you're doing less. Do you see the difference? Yeah. Because the moment it becomes an extra thing on your to-do list.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought the book's quite similar. If you're going to write the book, it's just like none of the strategies work. If it's a strategy, it's flawed.
Yeah, in a sense, right? It's like, why is it relaxing to bring it with you? It's relaxing to bring it with you because when it when it comes with you for the ride, you're doing less than when you're trying to not have it for the ride. But then if in your mind it becomes a thing you do, now you're not doing less anymore. And a lot of this work is really recognizing what you do and then allowing yourself to have a break from it. Maybe I don't have to fix anything. Maybe I don't have to get rid of this part. Maybe all the contractions, it's like, are just like waves. And I don't need to go out and stop any of the waves. And it's wonderful not to have to stop them, because you're doing less. And when you look at the other things that we talked about, right, just answer the question. Maybe I don't have to answer the question, right? I want to do it my way. Maybe you don't have to do it your way. You get the point? Yeah. But we have that tendency to say, to formulate it as something extra we have to do. Oh, do I now also have to not do it my way, right? That sounds exhausting. I'm already trying to do it my way. Now I also have to not try to do it my way. Or like I'm trying to not bring it, and now on top of that, I also have to bring it. Oh, gosh. Of course you get exhausted.
Yeah, it's the bit that always surfaces is the bit that, yeah, feels it needs to do something, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, it's comical. It's actually hilarious at times to see it in action.
Yes.
Oh, great. Oh, brilliant. So all I had to do is do nothing. Cool. So
how do I do that?
Yeah. It's like, oh, fucking hell.
Let's put up a training program to get the best at doing nothing. Yes, exactly. Excellent. Let's do 15 minutes break and come back 5 minutes past.